Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prayer line with Pastor Christopher. This is Floyd Brown, your host. We will be inviting members and guests to call in to pray, to let us know about your concerns and what's going on in your life, so how we can assist you in your prayer life. We have a pastor here who will be able to speak words of encouragement into your life, speak words of, problem solving to your life. So please go ahead and call in if you're listening now. The number that you could reach us at, call in, is going to be 657-383-1974. And once again, the number is 657-383-1974. So please, give us a call in. And I would like to introduce Pastor Christopher, who's on the line now with us, who will be holding and running our prayer line. Pastor Christopher?
Thank you.
You're on the line, Pastor Christopher.
Okay. Yes. I want to say thank you to those that may want to call in, may need prayer. Somebody may be sick in your body. Somebody may be going through a problem. Somebody may be going through a hurdle right now. Somebody may be even dealing with a legal situation, or somebody may be getting evicted out of their home. Whatever the situation is, that you can have a miracle today, because today is Miracle Thursday, and God wants to give somebody a miracle. And in order to get the miracle, this created miracle, you got to make that phone call. And God will solve the problem. You tell me, He solved the problem the way He wants to solve the problem. I'm just a mouthpiece, and God solves the problem. So if there's anyone that want to call in now, feel free to call in. I'm ready. I'm pumped up. I'm hungry to pray right now.
So, Pastor Christopher, while we're waiting, for folks to call in, why don't you just tell us a little bit about your ministry and tell us about, what God has called you to do in this last day?
Well, the Most High has called me to, it called me to street ministry. And my ministry, not only street ministry, but my ministry is towards the young people, the abused, the battered, the least without. Young brothers that run in the street that have no hope and don't have a purpose. And so that's my ministry, is based on dealing with young people. And he had called me for the end time ministry. And I operate in my ministry, operating in the prophetic realm. It's to prophesy and speak into people's life to give people hope when the folks that want to give up. And I preached my first sermon. December 29th of 2002 at the Tweedy Memorial Baptist Church right here on 92nd and Hooper, under the leadership of the very capable Pastor Matthew Wheaton Jr. I was his first son in the ministry. Not only did I get licensed there, but December 30th, I preached my first sermon December 29th of 2002. And December the 30th of 2002, my daddy was dying, and I didn't find out until January of 2003, and I had to eulogize my father, and it was very tough on me. But as I was preaching my first sermon was called "The Lord Is My Shepherd," and come to find out after my father in the ministry, Pastor Wheaton, told me to come to his office and get my license the next day, he told me that I had a lot of critics that declared that God has called me a freak. And August the first of 2004, I was ordained in the gospel ministry. And so my life has forever been changed. And so to this day, I'm still out there in the streets, still winning souls for Christ. That's what I, that's what I'm about. I don't believe in, I believe that my greatest pulpit is on every street corner where my voice can be heard. And I'm I can attest to the fact that I know that everybody is not going to heed to what God has told me. But the ones that listen, them the ones God delivered and set free. You know, mm-hmm. Because some going to hear you and some not. So the thing is, you got to understand that, you know, that those that don't hear you, you're about to kick the dust off your feet and keep pushing. And no matter what I'm going through in my life and my ministry, one thing about me, I keep going. And that's just who I am. I just keep going. And God has used me to help a lot of people, to connect a lot of people, to do a lot of network with people. And, you know, and my greatest joy is when I'm called upon to help somebody, you know, and that's just me, you know, talking about, and I think it's the greatest gift that you can give somebody is your time. And that's how I wrap it up right there. I don't want to, you know, that's what it is about my ministry, you know. It's just helping
okay.
people. It's helping and being a blessing to people, you know, talking about, and, I'm not about the spotlight and all that stuff. I just tell people that are helping secretly, I just tell them, give God the glory. If you can give him the glory, then we can be best of friends. That's who I am, you know. I don't got this long
okay.
resume and all that other stuff. I don't got no long pedigree. All I can tell you is that I got a relationship with the Most High, and that's the greatest resume that I can have. That's all I can say.
Okay. Now, I got another question for you. Now, what would you say? I heard one thing that I admired about you. You said that you have a street ministry, and you find a lot mm-hmm. of ministers who, you know, they preach the gospel effectively, but only in the pulpit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's your take mm-hmm. on, and how do we get more ministers, I'm talking about big-time evangelists, to actually come out mm-hmm. and do what you're doing and get on the street to minister to young and, you know, the people who are going through things, because we need more people like that, because obviously they have recruitments, you know, and all types of things in the world. But how do we recruit more ministers to get on the streets and to bring more souls into the kingdom?
Well, this is my suggestion. The late Dr. Edward Vigil, and I never shared this with anybody. I had an opportunity to talk to Dr. Edward Vigil. I was wrestling with my calling, and I had an opportunity to talk to him. And he had told me one thing. He said to me, he said, come to my office. Tell the urchins who you are. Come to my office. It scared me. And that's when I wrestled with
mm-hmm.
my calling. But the reason why I brought up the late Dr. Edward Vigil, because the reason why I brought him up is he's about soul winning. The Bible said he that wins souls is wise. One thing about him is if he couldn't get in the street, and he knew other pastors were out there in the street. He would send money, you know, to support their effort. Dr. E.V. Hill started a soul winning ministry where he sent people that was former prostitutes, and he had a prostitute committee, people that a drug committee, people that was in that life. He had a committee, and he sent them out there
mm-hmm.
in the street, and they go recruit other people that's been in that lifestyle. And it will bring them into the kingdom. The late Dr. Charles Mims of Tabernacle of Faith, he's the type of pastor that didn't believe in standing behind the pulpit. He pastored out there and watched over there in the Jordan Dam. He went right in the projects and took his pulpit right there because he said, this is where the need is. This is where the need is right here. You're talking about he wouldn't just believe it to stand behind that pulpit. So another pastor, who was the chairman of my ordination committee, the late Dr. Joseph Lee, the pastor emeritus of the Heavenly Vision Baptist Church. He hooked up with Dr. Charles Mims. They went into the drug house. They went to the drug house and going to talk to drug men to win his soul for Christ. And so I believe that God has equipped us as men and women of God to go into the highway and the hedges and compel them not. That his house may be full. Now, the leader must not stand behind the pulpit. The leader must get out there in the street. And when he get out in the street and minister to souls, then the members are going to follow him because he got to set an example. That preacher, that preacher is not to stand behind that sacred desk. and just declare a word, you must take the word that you preach to your members, and you must put action behind what you say.
Okay.
And that's one thing about me. When I pastored my first church called the Thankful Baptist Church, when I pastored them, I told them up front, I'm not gonna be standing behind this pulpit every Sunday. I'm gonna be out there in the streets, and that's what I did.
Man, I got much love and respect for that. But let me just one moment here, Pastor Chris. I do want to say to callers who are listening, this is a prayer line. Please don't hesitate. Give us a call. The number that you can call us at is 657-383-1974. We are here with Pastor Chris. The man has the word, and he's ready to pray for you and speak words of encouragement into your life. So please, once again, don't hesitate. 657-383-1974, the prayer line with Pastor Chris. While we're waiting for callers, Pastor Chris, just talk about, you know, the importance of evangelizing and just spreading God's word around the world.
Evangelizing is one must be equipped to evangelize. And the thing is that number one is you got to have the heart to go out there, and you got to have the love to go out there and minister to people. I don't care if they're dirty. I don't care if they're filthy. You got to show forth the love of God. And you got to realize you're going to get rejected, you know. And I don't care how long you've been in ministry. I don't care how anointed you are. Some people don't have the stomach to hear the truth. So when you go out there, you got to be sensitive to the need of the people because the Bible declared that for elect's sake, you got to suffer these things. And so you got to take that as your heavyweight championship belt and get out there and say, you know what, I got work to do. You're talking about come hell or hot water, I got to serve him. I got work to do. And you got to have the mindset of it is that you don't work for the people. You work for the Most High, because he's the one that called you to equip you to do the work. Because if he don't equip you, then you're wasting your time out there in the streets. You know, because you got to be realized that you're going to be bad enough. Make sure that the Spirit of God is leading you and guiding you at the same time. You come out? Because it's like a man going to the army and not equipped for the battle. Because the Bible says, in Ephesians chapter 6, he said, Paul said, put on the whole armor of God. You're talking about that means don't go ill-equipped. You've got to be equipped for the battle because you may have to deal with a demonic force. You're talking about you may have to deal with different angles. So you got to be, you know, you got to be prayed up. You're talking about you got to ask God to give you strength to, you know, to get out there because it's not going to be an easy journey. You're talking about, but if God's leading you, he got a shield of protection around you. He got Psalms 91. God, I sense your presence. You know, so he goes with you to equip you for the battle. You come out? Because, you know, when God sends you out there, he ain't not going to tell you everything that's going on out there. You come out? You just got to be prayed up, and you got to be sensitive to the Spirit. Listen to what the Spirit is saying.
Yeah. Okay. So, while we're waiting on that, Pastor Chris, once again, please call in 657-383-1974 is the prayer line. We're here with Pastor Chris. This man, he has the word. He's fully equipped to pray for you and to speak words of encouragement into your life. So please don't hesitate to give us a call. While we're waiting for callers, Pastor Chris, you know, one thing that I notice now within the body of Christ, it's kind of hard for you know, folks to become unified, and we have so much division and fighting against one another in the churches. What do we need to do to, you know, to stop all the division and the hastiness and become unified? Because that's where we get our most power, and that's where we become the strongest at, is when we're unified. So how do we get everybody on the same page?
How do we get the believers on one accord is that number one is that we got to put down denomination and realize that the Most High didn't come claiming no denomination. He came for partnership. He came for a relationship. And as I always say, I used to tell my former members of the church I used to pastor, I told them if I wanted to join a denomination, I'd join a gang out in the street. Because the thing is that number one is that how we unify the people is that when they put down this title of their religion and realize that we all serve the same God, you know about, then we can come together. But it's denomination. It's Baptist going against Church of God of Christ. It's Apostolic going against the Church of God of Christ. It's so caught up in this, you know, you got the full gospel fellowship. You got Church of God of Christ. You got the National Baptist Convention. If all them will come together, we can become a united force for the kingdom. And we will realize we all in the same business of winning souls. And we just got to take the title down of denomination. You talking about? Because denomination is not going to save you. I don't care how much money you put in these denominations and you go support this denomination. I don't care how many conventions you have a year. If it ain't about kingdom business, then we can't come together as a unified body. So that's what's dividing us is because of denomination. You know what I'm talking about? And if they quit getting caught up in denomination, then... You know, because the devil got them right now because you know why? They're caught up in denomination. That's the tool that he used to keep them separated because he keeps them separated by denomination. See, that's how he divides. See? You know,
Absolutely.
So go ahead.
Yeah, what I was going to say, I didn't mean to interrupt, Pastor Chris. We have a caller on the line. We have Miss Sarita Hyde on the line, so we're going to go ahead and... allow her to come on and ask a question.
Okay.
Hi, Sarita. You can go ahead.
Good afternoon, Pastor Christopher. How are you today?
Okay. I'm blessed.
I just wanted to call in, be in the Punch TV prayer line, and ask you to, you know, I'm sure you're aware of everything we're doing here at Punch TV Studios. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I always tell people is that this battle that we're fighting or this what we're going through is a spiritual battle. There are people that are praying against Punch TV Studios just as if as there are people who are praying for Punch TV Studios. Because what we are doing is we are trying to change lives. We're working on changing lives and creating generational wealth and improving the plight of the people, especially in the urban communities. So I just wanted you to speak a word over and cover Punch TV Studios and everyone that's a part of it, every hand that touches it, and just speak a word for us this afternoon, Pastor.
Okay. First of all, I want to say this, that you can't worry about the opposition pertaining to Punch TV because anytime that God gives you a mandate and you pregnant with a vision and the, you know, like Pastor Collins, he gave him a vision. He pregnant with it. And any time that you get a vision like that, opposition got to come. Opposition comes to confirm what the Lord has put in his belly, what he's going to give birth to. And then when you give birth and you go into labor pain, you got to go do something. You got to go do something. And you got to realize opposition is not the person that's coming against you. It's a spirit. And that spirit comes as a distraction to let you know that you right on key. You right on key with destiny. Oh, God, I sense his presence. You right on key with destiny. See, that's why I tell people now, quit getting mad at the devil because the devil is the opposition. Quit getting mad. Quit getting upset with the devil. Quit getting upset losing sleep at night. Quit getting upset with the devil. Stop combing your hair and stop brushing your teeth. Quit getting upset with the devil. Why? Because the devil comes to confirm that you right on course, that you right on key. And Yahshua, we come before you right now. We cover Punch TV. You even cover the CEO with your blood right now. We cover it right now. We cover it right now. We break down every stronghold, every opposition. We break it down right now. We come up against that spirit right now. And we turn it right back to sender. Ooh, my. Every negative word, every negative spirit, we break down every stronghold, every trace. We break it down right now. We turn it over to you. And we give you glory. And it's already done. It's all right. It's okay. End them up. You just keep going. End them up. You can't let nobody stop the work, you know, because distraction comes. The devil's greatest tool is distraction. If I can get you distracted, then you won't fulfill your purpose. And that's what it is. You know what I mean? So this prayer line, Punch TV prayer line, is a blessing because people around the world need prayer. And this is a greatest tool right here, prayer. You know? And it's a blessing. And just the vision of Punch TV is a blessing because it's getting around all over the world. That shows you that the Most High got his hand on it. You know? And you have to watch out for when you got a vision like this, you got to watch out for the destiny killers, the purpose killers, and the dream killers. You know? You got to watch out for that, you know, because they got to come. They got to come. They come as confirmation. And that's how I look at it. It's confirmation. You know, Punch TV is confirmation. It's confirmation because Pastor Joseph Collins is doing what the negative folks said he couldn't do. See? And so that's encouragement right there. He's still surviving. He's still standing. After all that he's been through, he's still standing. That's the miracle today. That's Miracle Thursday today. That's a praise report right there.
Yes, Pastor. Yes, Pastor. Thank you. Thank you for speaking that word over us. We definitely appreciate that. We definitely receive that.
Would you like Pastor Chris to pray for you?
We have another caller on the line who...
That's his name.
Hi, caller. Yeah, this is Floyd from
yes.
Plus TV and Pastor Chris.
So we have another caller on the line who
I want to know your name. And would you have Pastor Chris pray for
Blessing.
So we're going to bring you on the line here, and you can just I'll introduce you, and then what we'll do is I'll introduce you to Pastor Chris, and Pastor Chris will pray for you.
Yes, we have a blessing. Tracy is on the line for you, Pastor.
Okay.
All right.
Yes. What's your name?
Tracy.
Okay. Is she on the line right now?
Yes.
Yes.
Hey, how you doing, Tracy?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm blessed. What I need you to do for me, Tracy, you just lift your hand. Let me just pray for you. Let me pray for you.
Amen. Okay.
Let me pray for you. God, I thank you for it. As you begin to lift your hand, God's getting ready to move for you. He's getting ready to move for you. He told me to tell you there's not a concern that he can't have, and that's not a battle that he cannot fight. And there's some things that you've been worried about. Am I talking to you?
Yes.
He said, turn the worry over to him. Turn it over to him. Turn it over to him. As of this day, release it. Release it. He said, release it. 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 So said the Spirit of God. So said the Spirit of God. God said, right in your house, I'm going to bring a divine healing. I'm going to bring 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 healing, said God. Right, even in that house, though, I'm going to bring healing. I'm going to bring divine healing. There's going to be a healing miracle in that house, though. So said the Spirit of God. And there's some things you've been worried about. And God said, I'm going to take care of it.
Hello, caller.
So said the Spirit of God.
Hello, caller.
May the Lord be with you. May the Lord be with you.
Hello, Father. This is Fort Battle Punch.
Hello,
Father.
My. I'm finished. That's all God gave me. I can't go more into what He gave me. He gave me.
Amen.
Everything's gonna be all right for you. Everything's gonna be all right. I got a feeling everything's gonna be all right.
Amen. Thank you so much.
It's gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right. You worry too much, but it's gonna be all right. There's nothing God can't handle. There's nothing He can't stop. He's major in solving problems.
Amen.
Sometimes we stay up all night worried about a little small problem. But when we go to sleep, we'll declare that He's a problem solver. David said in Psalm chapter 3, he said, 10,000 was against me. God, I said, your presence. But he said, all I had to do was give it to God and then go to sleep.
Amen.
Because he declared that God was a problem solver. In order for David to know, God had to answer. Yeah, Bubba. Ooh, God, I feel it right there, God. Ooh, God. Is something you fighting? Am I talking to you?
My caller?
Yeah.
You need to just let it go. And I want you to read Psalms 121.
Okay.
Just read that text. And that's where you're going to get some help at. That's where you're going to get some strength.
Okay.
Because you're going to realize that your help comes from the Lord. It ain't going to come from no people. It's going to come from the Most High. Because people will let you down when your back is against the wall. But when you get to the text, Psalm chapter 1, verse 21, David is only talking out of experience. He's talking out of experience. You know what I mean? Because I don't want nobody praying for me if you ain't got no experience with God. If you got some experience with God, you can pray for me. God, I sense your presence, God. And I thank you for calling. I appreciate you for taking the time out to call.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Do we have a next call? Caller?
We're here with you, Pastor Christopher. We have some people on the line. Caller, you're on the line with Pastor Christopher. Caller, you're on the line with Pastor Christopher. Did you want Pastor Christopher to go ahead and pray for you?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Okay. What is it?
My name is Helen.
Helen, okay. Okay. Bless you. Lift your hand before God. Lift your hand before God. Lift your hand before God. Most High, you know all about Him. You made her, you designed her, you know all about her. You even know what she's dealing with right now, Most High. Helen, the Lord is telling me to tell you, let go. Am I talking to you?
Amen.
Am I talking to you? Let go. Let go. There's some things going on in your body as I'm talking to you right now. And God wants to bring about a healing in your body. But God said there's some things you're going to have to let go of. There's some family members you're going to have to let go. There's some people you're going to have to let go. And there's a situation you're going to have to let go. God said, why are you wrestling with this situation? He said, the battle is his. It belongs to him. Turn it over to him. Release it to him, said the Holy Ghost. There's a miracle in waiting for you. And there's some paperwork God's giving it straight up for you. He said he's going to work it out for you. While you're trying to figure this thing out, God's going to work it out. So said the Spirit of God. You be blessed, my sister.
Amen.
Now, I promise you, if you don't tell me, that I'm going to shut my mouth. You be blessed, Sister Helen. I appreciate you for calling Crunch TV Prayer Line.
Amen.
Yes. Come on, Colin. Come on. I'm hungry today. I'm hungry to pray. Come on. Yes, who's calling?
Nellie.
Okay, I'm waiting on. What's your name?
Nellie.
Okay. Lift your hand before God. Lift your hand before God. Sister Marilyn, God is going to work it out. God is going to work it out. Am I talking to you? God is going to work it out. He said there's some things you're trying to figure out. You're trying to figure it out. You're trying to put your hand on. Something you're trying to figure out. But God told me to tell you. He's going to work it out for you. He's going to work some things out for you. He said, quit worrying. Turn what you're dealing with over to him. Turn it over to him. He said, release it. Release it. Give it to me. Give it to me. Even to this day, he said, give it to me. I'm going to work some things out for you. Because you need God to work something out. You need, you need like a 72-hour miracle. Am I talking to you?
Yes.
I promise you, if he don't tell me nothing, I'm going to shut my mouth. You be blessed, Sister Marilyn, and you give it over to God. Give it to him. Release it to him. You need to let go of it and give it to God. Fully surrender to him. And God's going to work that thing out. And I don't care how many, I don't care what the opposition is coming up against you. No weapon formed against you is going to prosper. Am I talking to you?
Yes.
Okay. You be blessed, Sister Marilyn, and thank you for calling Punch TV Prayer Line. I'm encouraged by your spirit.
God, I thank you.
I'm waiting for the next caller. Come on. Come on, while the Spirit of God is on me, while the anointing is on me right now. Come on, come call in while the anointing is on. I feel a breakthrough for somebody. God gave me to work this thing out. God, I thank you. There's another caller. I know there's another caller that needs to call. There's another caller. God's going to give you a miracle. And you're going to testify. But nobody but God.
Pastor Chris?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I would like prayer. You can go ahead and pray for me.
Okay. Most high, we thank you right now. You know Floyd. You know what's concerning here. If you know what he's going through. My God, you made it. You designed it. You know all about it. The Lord told me to tell you there's some business plans on the table. I'm going to talk to you.
Amen.
And God told me to tell you, stick to the plan. Don't you deviate. Don't you change. Stick to the plan. Stick to the plan. And God said there's more to you than meets the eye. And I hear the Lord said the spirit of entrepreneurship is in you. There's more to you than meets the eye. There's a business laying dormant in you. And God said, told me to tell you, he's going to pull it out of you. There's a dream that you've been having. That's a dream that you had since you were a little kid. Oh, Tobosa. And God said, I'm getting ready to fulfill that. And you get ready to hear from a family member that you haven't heard from in a long time, but you get ready to get a call from a family member that you have not heard from. But God said, you're going to get a phone call. So, God, so said the Spirit of God. God, I feel him today. I feel God today. Yeah, I feel God today. I just sense him today. You're going to get it. And God, we thank you for him right now. We praise you for him. And we lift up his family to you right now. We lift up his family to you in a special way. I'm asking that you would cover his whole family with your blood. Cover him with your blood. Seal him with your blood. Oh, God. Hey, ho, ho, ho. Saha. Oh, ho. Saba. Eh, ta, ba, ba. And God said, you got some ideas that come through your mind. He said, when them ideas come to your mind, always take a notebook and a piece of paper and write it down. Write them down. And a lot of people, Mr. Floyd Brown, a lot of people is not going to understand you because they don't understand your assignment that God got for you. And God told me to tell you that you're in the right place at the right time. Because what he has purpose for your life, make no mistake about it. What God has purposed you to do, you're going to do it. If you got to snag it out of you, if you got to drag it out of you, you're going to get it out of you. It's more on the inside of you than meet the eye. So said the Spirit. I promise you, Mr. Floyd Brown, if the Holy Ghost don't tell me, I'm going to shut my mouth. So said the Spirit.
Well, praise God. Praise God, Pastor Chris, for that word. I receive it. As you see, ladies and gentlemen, Pastor Chris is the man with the word. So please call in. The number that you can reach us at is 657-383-1974. This man is empowered by the Spirit of God to speak words of encouragement into your life and to speak healing to those who are suffering with sickness and those who have family members suffering with sickness. So please give us a call, 657-383-1974. Do we have any more callers on the line who would like prayer?
Pray for me. Hello?
This
is Sister Teresa.
Sister Teresa?
Yeah.
Don't I know you, Sister Teresa?
You might.
Okay, well, you know what, Sister Teresa? I need you to lift your hands, Sister Teresa, and you don't have to tell me what you need prayer for. The Spirit will give it to me, because I don't, force it out of people. Or what you need to pray for, I go by what the Spirit tells me. But, Sister Teresa, I'm honored that you were called Punch TV Prayer Line. I think it's a blessing. And as you lift your hand before God, God will begin to talk. He begin to holler at me.
Amen.
You lift your hand before. Just begin to lift your hand before God.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
There's a sweet
spirit. Hey, yes, Lord.
You got to tell me, there's a sweet spirit in this place. There's a sweet spirit in this place. You begin to lift your hand before God. The Spirit of God is coming upon you right now. It's like a warning coming upon you right now. There's a sweet spirit in this place.
Yes,
Lord.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. You have a place in God. And you've been misunderstood, Sister Teresa. The Lord is telling me.
Amen. Yes, God.
And the devil literally been fighting you.
Yes, Lord.
And
Amen.
Want you to have a nervous breakdown. The devil is a liar.
Amen.
The devil's not gonna steal your mind. Your family is not gonna steal your mind.
Yeah.
I see family members coming up against you. But God is gonna bring a healing to you.
Yeah.
And I see some paperwork that God is making straight now. Ooh, good God Almighty. And there's a legal victory for you. The fight and the battle belong to the Lord. You're going to win.
Amen. Amen.
And I say the Lord said, just show up. God gonna give you favor. He gonna make peace with the folks that
Amen.
He told me opposition be coming up against you.
Yes,
he good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. And God said you've been thinking about moving. But God got
Man.
A place for it. He got a place for it. He got a place of peace for it.
Amen.
So said the Spirit of God. So said the Spirit of God. Ha ha ho. There's some people that turned on you too. You thought they were your friends, but they were like snakes.
Yeah.
So said
Hallelujah.
The Spirit of God. But God said you need to step up in ministry.
Amen.
You need to step up in ministry. God got to work for you today.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You gotta forgive those people that come up against you in the church. Forgive them. Let them go.
Yeah.
You let them people go. Recognize that they can see with a spirit in them.
Amen.
You got folks that are jealous of you secretly.
Oh, Jesus.
Want to control you.
Yeah.
They want to control you. That's your problem.
Yes,
people want to control you. They can't control you. They ain't going to fool with you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
But God is telling me to tell you on the prophetic authority, don't let you come out. Don't you come out.
Amen.
Don't you come out. Don't you do nothing.
Amen.
Don't you give faith that the devil may have a chance.
Yeah.
See, they want the old you to come out, but that day is over.
Yeah.
The old you is buried under the ground. This is the new you.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for the grace of God, man, you wouldn't be talking on this telephone.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord. Good Lord. Yes,
you be blessed. You be blessed.
Amen.
You give all the glory. You be blessed. I thank you for calling. I promise you I don't
Amen.
Know that. I promise you I don't know
Amen.
That. I promise you.
Now God spoke. I heard him speak. Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
But I hear
Thank
the Lord said legal victory. I hear the Lord said legal victory.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I thank you, Jesus.
I hear the Lord say legal victory. Legal victory.
Amen.
Get Ezekiel, Ezekiel chapter 21, verse 27. I will overturn and shall be no more. That's the word.
Amen.
You can stand on it.
Yes, Lord. Thank you,
you
God.
You stand on it. You stand.
Amen.
I don't see how big the devil is. I'll tell you how big
Amen.
My God. I'll tell you how big our God is.
Yeah.
And God's gonna turn your financial situation around too. He's gonna turn it around.
Amen.
And there's some money that's owed to you that's been tied up. And God's gonna untangle it too.
Amen. Yes.
You know anybody in your family that owns some property?
Well, Barbara been talking about it. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That's something Barbara been talking about for a while now.
You better look into it. You better look into
it.
You better look into it. I'm just seeing it. I don't say nothing until I see it.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. You better look into it. You better look into it.
Mm-hmm. Amen. I receive the word of the Lord.
You better look into it.
Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm. And Bible, the Lord said, watch thou in all things. Watch thou in all things. Watch. He wants you to watch. You're going to see something.
Amen.
The trap of the devil's not for you. The devil's going to fall right into it.
Amen. Amen. I receive that. Yes, Lord. Thank you, God.
Don't you let nobody control you. You ain't no more control. God made you. He designed you.
Amen. Amen.
The devil is a lie. He want to control you. The devil is a lie.
Amen.
The devil ain't paying your bills. He ain't putting no roof over your
head.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes,
God
said, realize the people that come against you ain't no nails in their hands. Ain't no nails in their feet.
Amen.
Ain't no nails in their hands. Ain't no blood come streaming down.
Yes, God.
You are who you are. You are who
yes,
you
Lord.
Are.
God yes, Lord, I receive that.
You are who you are. And some people cannot accept who you are.
Amen. Amen.
You are who you are. You're going to say what's
yes,
on
God.
Your heart. You're going to say what's on your mind.
Thank you. Amen. Thank
people
you,
people have a problem with if they cannot control you.
Yes.
They didn't make you. They didn't design you. They already know your DNA.
Yes, God.
They wasn't there when your mother carried you. Your mama carried you through death door. They wasn't there.
Yes,
they
Lord.
Didn't give birth to
you.
Jesus.
Amen.
God told me to encourage
you.
Your spirit today. To encourage you.
Amen. Yes,
told
Lord.
Told me to
thank
encourage
you
that everything's going to be all right.
Yes.
While you trying to figure it out, while you trying to map this thing out, you trying to map this thing out, but God told me to he's going to work it out.
Yes, God. I believe that. In Jesus' name.
It's going to be a mind blowing. It's going to be a mind blowing miracle. Watch what I tell you.
Amen.
And God's going to do it when he wants to do it. When he wants to do it.
Yes, Lord.
When God gives you a miracle, it's always a setup.
Amen.
The test comes. See, behind the test is a setup.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's why James be able to get a pin in the text. He can say, count it all joy.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
count
hallelujah.
It all joy. Count it all joy.
Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Count it all joy because reason why you count it all joy because you may be in a season of darkness. But if you count it all joy, he'll take you to a season of abundance.
Amen. Amen.
Because when darkness comes, trust him in the dark.
Amen.
If you can trust him in the dark, then you're going to have a light season.
Amen.
Because he said, many are afflicted of the righteous, but the Lord, will deliver them all.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Because
his word will not return to him void, but it will compass to what it set out to do. God, I
feel
your presence.
Yes,
God. I feel good today. I feel good in my
sanctified soul
today.
Yes, Lord.
It feels good in my sanctified soul.
Thank
you, Jesus. And my sanctified understanding. I feel good.
Ooh,
and I don't need James Brown to tell me that. I don't need James Brown to tell me that. I feel good in my sanctified soul.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you.
Thank you,
Lord. We thank you for calling in to the Punch TV prayer line. We thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you. Amen.
You be blessed. You be blessed.
Amen.
You be blessed. I'm waiting on my next call. Mr. Brown, is anybody else calling?
We're
yes,
here
sir.
To pray for you and to encourage you through whatever you're going through.
Pastor Christopher, this is Sharifa. As always, I would appreciate a prayer for me.
Okay, okay. Okay. Thank you, Most High. Yashua, you know Sharifa, you made her, you designed her, you know all about her. You even know what she's going through. You even know what she's experiencing right now. Both secretly and private and personal. You know what? Can't nobody design the Sharifa better than you. You're the only one I know can put on display. You're the only one I know can put a microphone in her hand and showcase her to the world. God, I said, you begin to lift your hand before God, Sister Sharifa. God got a platform for you. He got a platform for you. And I clearly see you doing a women's conference around the world. And there are going to be some new connections with new directions. So set the spirit about. And God's going to grant you your heart desire. But he's going to do it according to his will. He's going to do it according to his understanding. That can nobody get the credit. Can nobody get the glory but him for your life. And John, right now, we lift up this reason to you right now. I ask that you will cover her mind with your blood right now. Cover every thought, every vision. Cover it with your blood right now. Cover her life with your blood. Every time she get in and out of her car, won't you cover her with your blood right now? Go before wherever she go today. Make the crooked place straight. And we thank you right now for her right now. We thank you. We thank you for who she is. Oh, my, my, my. We thank you. We thank you for the plan and the purpose that you have for her life. You said based on Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plan that I have for your life. Plan to prosper you and not to harm you. To give you an expected end. And I ask you, did you give her that expected end? I ask one request. Give her wisdom and understanding. Blow her mind before this year is out. But do it according to your divine will. Let her know every step, every journey that she took in her life. Let her recognize it was a divine setup. You were setting her up because there's something bigger in store. Help her to realize every problem, every battle she goes through, both personal, private, and secretly. You're setting the stage up. Tell her, let her help her to realize it's a divine setup. Help her to realize you got a greater purpose behind every battle, every situation, every pain that she has experienced. But the pain give her experience to tell somebody else that her predicament is a sermon for somebody else. That she will declare, you get the glory and you will get the praise for all that you say and do out of her life. And we thank you because of who you are. Because if it wasn't for your mercy, we wouldn't be talking right now. And whatever she's been praying for concerning this. You give me work that thing out. And I thank you for it right now. And everybody she's connected to, I want you to bless them. I want you to bless them in a way that they know is you and nobody else. And I ask right now for Sister Teresa, put the right people in her path. Put the right people in her path. Ooh, my. Put the right people in the path at the right time. Remove the counterfeiters out of her life. Those that don't mean her no good, remove them. Whatever message you got to do to remove them. And don't let nobody hinder her destiny. Don't let nobody hinder her purpose. And God, I thank you right now. I thank you. Now I declare I'll give you the glory. I declare I'll give you the praise. For the testimony is giving me the confidence. I thank you for it right now. And I give you the glory and I give you the praise. But all that is said and done, I declare it to you. I'll give you the glory. Woo! I give you the glory. Every miracle that you perform in each of them, in everybody's life that calls this prayer, I declare I'll give you the glory. And I declare I'll give you the praise. And we thank you right now. Amen. Woo, there's a sweet spirit in this place. There's an awesome spirit in this place. We thank you today. We thank you today. Give you praise. 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 We give you praise. 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 We give you praise. Give you praise. Waiting on the next call. Waiting on the next call. Wait for the next call. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Waiting on that next call. Waiting on that next call. I'm believing God for the next phone call. I'm just believing. I'm just believing God. Somebody give me the call. I'm just believing God. I'm believing God for the next phone, for the next call. I'm believing God. There's a double miracle for that next call. God, I thank you. There's a double miracle for that next call. I don't know who it is, but there's a double miracle.
Pastor Chris. I just want to, we're down to the last 2 minutes of our show. I want to thank you today. We had an excellent prayer line. Appreciate you for the words that you've spoken to people's life. I'm pretty sure, I know that you have encouraged the people, and God has used you tremendously today. But we're going to go to a commercial break for the last 2 minutes. And once again, Pastor Chris, I want to thank you so much for coming on the line, and we will be back next Tuesday, next Miracle Tuesday at 12 p.m. sharp. And you can get your prayer prayed for at 657-383-1974 with Pastor Chris and Punch TV Studios. We will be here to serve you. Thank you. Until next time, you have a wonderful and a blessed day, and God bless you all. Mother.
I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. Growing up in South Central Los Angeles, my mother was on welfare. She fought day and night to get off welfare and give her children a better life. She would always say to me, "Son, this is the best that I can do, but you can do better." And I promised that I would do better and that I would be the catalyst for change in our community. Just like I promised you that together we can build a multi-billion dollar media company that brings wealth back to our community, that resurrects blighted areas and puts people back to work. Be part of the promise. Be part of change. Invest in Punch TV Studios for only $1 per share. Call now, 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. Or visit our website at punchtvstudios.com.